You finally earn that leadership role you've worked toward for years. Then reality hits. Your calendar explodes with back-to-back meetings, your inbox multiplies overnight, and you're missing your kids' soccer games while responding to urgent emails at 10 p.m. Sound familiar? This isn't just poor time management. It's what happens when individual contributors become leaders without realizing the game has completely changed. The skills that got you promoted won't sustain you in this new terrain. Most leaders never escape this trap. They simply learn to swim in quicksand, accepting overwhelm as the price of leadership. But here's the truth. Your choices, not your circumstances, determine whether you drown or thrive. Leadership quicksand is deceptively simple. It's the overwhelming complexity of modern organizational life that suffocates your impact. CEOs average 37 meetings weekly, consuming 72% of their time. Add 94 daily texts, hundreds of emails, and interruptions every 3 minutes that require over 20 minutes to recover from, and you've got a recipe for paralysis. Success itself becomes an obstacle. The very achievements that elevated you now anchor you to outdated approaches. Mix in complacency, fear, fatigue, and circumstances beyond your control, and the quicksand thickens. But here's what matters. While these external pressures create the quicksand, how you respond determines your fate. The villain isn't your calendar or your inbox. It's the absence of strategic choice-making. Every human possesses one fundamental superpower that can change everything: the power to choose. The question is whether you're wielding it wisely. We make roughly 35,000 choices daily, yet over 90% happen unconsciously. Our emotions drive most decisions, originating in the brain's limbic region, which lacks language capability to explain our compulsions. Combined with cognitive biases and environmental triggers, most decision-making runs on autopilot. Smart leaders recognize four choice categories: trivial ones requiring minimal thought, costly ones we overinvest in despite low impact, routine ones that become habits, and smart choices, high-leverage decisions creating ripple effects throughout your leadership. Four smart choices form a virtuous cycle. Confront reality to stay grounded in truth, grow capacity to meet current and future demands, fuel curiosity to maintain relevance, and create change to ensure a better tomorrow. These aren't sequential steps, but interconnected practices that reinforce each other, creating momentum that carries you beyond the quicksand. Leaders who escape aren't necessarily smarter or more talented, they're simply more intentional about which choices deserve their focus and energy. Leaders avoid reality through fear, denial, arrogance, and excessive optimism. Bill George, former Medtronic CEO, observed over 1,000 surgeries firsthand to understand how his products actually performed, not from conference rooms, but in operating rooms. That's confronting reality. It requires defining your universe of concern, checking data over assumptions, asking challenging questions, and seeing situations yourself. But you can't see everything alone. You need fresh eyes, people with different perspectives who challenge your limited viewpoints. This might mean assembling a personal board of directors, finding mentors, hiring coaches who speak uncomfortable truths, or joining peer learning groups. Confronting reality isn't one time, it's ongoing, because reality constantly shifts. Research shows leaders become less self-aware as they rise, a dangerous paradox. Leadership is like an iceberg: 10% visible skills floating atop, 90% hidden character. The gap between who you think you are and who you actually are determines whether your team follows you towards success or watches you sink. Your personal capacity often limits organizational progress. Before addressing team gaps, grow yourself first. Growing leaders create growing organizations. Clarify your actual role. It's never your job to do the team's job. Moving work to its rightful owner instantly expands your capacity. Three strategies multiply capacity. Eliminate low-value activities. Drucker suggested 25% of most leaders' work could vanish without consequence. Chunk similar activities together to reduce switching costs, and track where your time actually goes. Capacity isn't just time management. Margin, time free from normal demands, provides essential space to reflect, assess, think, create, and plan. Without it, you sacrifice the future on the altar of today. Churchill, Einstein, Gandhi, and King all alternated between immersion and isolation, creating liminal space between what was and what will be. Margin serves as your time machine, allowing you to mine lessons from the past while architecting tomorrow. The busier you are and the higher the stakes, the more you need it. Benjamin Franklin recognized that energy and persistence conquer all things, yet most leaders lack the energy to pursue their vision fully. Energy isn't just physical stamina, it's multidimensional. You need mental energy to combat brain fog, relational energy for workplace interactions, and emotional energy for empathy. Research shows roughly two-thirds of CEOs struggle with frustration and overwhelm, with physiological tests confirming they're overworked and exhausted. Your personal energy is both renewable and expandable if you're intentional. Exercise creates energy even when it doesn't feel like it. Diet and hydration dramatically impact energy levels. That afternoon crash often results from poor lunch choices. 40% of Americans are clinically sleep-deprived, with insufficient sleep linked to 7 of the top 15 causes of death and decision-making impairment comparable to alcohol intoxication. Recreation isn't frivolity, but recreation, a disciplined practice that replenishes your reserves. Life-giving relationships energize, while toxic ones drain. A clear sense of purpose generates tremendous energy. Without understanding why you exist, leadership suffers. Many successful leaders attribute their effectiveness to spiritual disciplines: solitude, journaling, prayer, meditation, service, gratitude, and reading ancient texts. We're born curious. Watch any infant explore endlessly. Yet society suppresses this through education that prizes one right answer over exploration. The best leaders resist this, fueling curiosity to maintain relevance. When leaders apply yesterday's solutions to today's problems, decline follows, a pattern across 21 extinct civilizations. Kodak invented the digital camera, but feared cannibalizing film sales. Blockbuster dismissed Netflix's acquisition offer. The trap of success, clinging to what worked yesterday, often strikes at an organization's peak. Curious leaders embrace growth personally, professionally, and organizationally. Without growth, only decline remains. The future favors the adaptable, not merely the prepared. Questions become your most valuable tool. Jim Collins urges leaders to double their question-to-statement ratio, then double it again. Questions make you smarter faster, make others smarter by forcing thought, and reveal information regardless of expertise. They transport you across time. How might people solve this in 100 years? When your team sees you asking authentic questions, your credibility increases. Asking isn't weakness, it's wisdom. Leadership means creating positive change through agency, the conviction that you can shape outcomes. This stems from an internal locus of control, your actions matter, and a growth mindset, you can keep learning. Strengthen agency by changing your thinking, practicing on small projects, focusing on what you control, and learning from mistakes. Leaders envision what others cannot yet see, providing direction while energizing people towards something bigger. Yet 75% of change efforts fail because organizations under-communicate by a factor of 10. Without clear messaging, people resist change and create their own narratives. Effective communication must be simple, repeatable, consistent, and persistent. When progress stalls, examine whether your vision lacks clarity, focus is scattered, urgency is insufficient, or expectations are unrealistic. In a world glorifying busyness, remember, your choices, not circumstances, determine your legacy. Confront reality, grow capacity, fuel curiosity, create change. These aren't abstract principles, they're concrete choices available right now. Your team is watching. Your legacy is being written with every choice you make today.